Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2535. What are sinking funds, and are they smart to have? By Vicki Cook and Amy Blacklock of womenwhomoney.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to it as we optimize your life. What are sinking funds, and are they smart to have? By Vicki Cook and Amy Blacklock of womenwhomoney.com. It can be overwhelming to learn how to manage your money and build a financially secure future. Paying down debt, budgeting, tracking expenses, saving an emergency fund, and opening investment accounts take patience and focus. You've made good progress some months, but sticking to a budget and saving money has been hard. Bills and expenses always seem to come up and throw you off track. It seems like you have to dip into your emergency fund for things that aren't emergencies too. You don't have a budget line for maintaining or repairing your car, a weekend getaway for your anniversary, an overnight summer camp for the kids, and gifts for the holidays. Yet you know you'll spend money on things like this each year. This is why it's a smart idea to add sinking funds to both your vocabulary and your budget. Sinking funds help prevent you from busting your monthly budget or taking on more debt for expected but not regular monthly expenses. And if you think sinking funds are just for people who are starting to build their financial house, think again. Unless money is no concern at all, making the shift from frantic spender to prepared saver can improve your financial health and reduce your stress. What is a sinking fund? You may have set up a monthly budget after tracking your expenses for a few months. While that's a great first step in taking control of your finances, it isn't surprising you'd come up short some months. We tend to keep monthly budgets consistent, even though spending can vary greatly. The use of sinking funds can help preserve stable monthly budgets. A sinking fund is used for short-term savings goals, for expenses you expect to have but are not part of your regular monthly spending. You plan and save money in small amounts over some time for a specific purpose. Sinking funds are a useful strategy to help keep you out of debt. You'll use these funds rather than putting expenses on a credit card or using money from your emergency fund. Let's take holiday spending as an example. If you plan to spend $600 on gifts this holiday season, you'll put $50 a month into your holiday gift fund. When it's time to shop, you can withdraw this money and use the cash to make purchases, or you can pay your credit card bill with this fund. Your parents or grandparents might call this a Christmas club account. While it's easier to customize savings accounts and set up several at one bank now, these accounts are still popular with some people, especially those who use credit unions. If you get a save the date card for your cousin's out-of-state wedding, create a sinking fund. Determine how much you think you'll spend and divide the amount by the number of months or weeks left before the wedding. If you think it will cost around $1,000, and their big day is 5 months away, direct $200 per month into a wedding trip sinking fund. How are sinking funds different than emergency funds? Sinking funds will help prevent you from using money in your emergency fund for expenses you should have been able to anticipate. At some point, your house will need repairs, and so will your car. You'll visit the dentist, get new glasses, and you'll take your pet to the vet for shots. Yet you might not have a budget line for these expenses because they aren't a part of your regular monthly spending. Rather than using money from your emergency fund to cover bills you know you'll have at some point in the year, set up a sinking fund to pay them. Try to keep your emergency fund for emergencies, severe illness or injury, the loss of a job or a flooded home. These are unexpected expenses. While it might be tempting to use money in your emergency fund for other things you consider essential, don't risk going into serious debt for things you could have planned for. You plan to spend sinking funds. You hope you'll never have to spend emergency funds. Categories of sinking funds: renting a beach house for a week in the summer, saving a down payment for a home, paying insurance or tax payments annually or semi-annually rather than by the month. You can create sinking funds for all of those expenses and more. Sinking funds are another excellent example of why it's called personal finance. The funds are aligned to meet your needs and lifestyle. Here are some examples of sinking funds: preparing for a new baby, maintenance or repairs for your car or home, car replacement, pets, gifts for birthdays and anniversaries, holidays, home upgrades or remodeling, medical bills like dental or vision care, clothing, charitable giving, a house down payment, insurance premiums, travel or vacation, kids' sports and activities, taxes, utilities, quarterly and annual, membership renewals, and fees, licenses, subscriptions, and dues. Where to keep sinking funds? Once you decide which sinking funds you need, how much to save each month, and adjust your budget, you'll need to choose where to keep the money. Using cash envelopes, multiple jars, or piggy banks are an option for smaller funds. But if you think you might be tempted to spend cash, or if you're afraid it could get lost or stolen, it's a better idea to use savings accounts. Your neighborhood bank or credit union may allow you to set up multiple accounts and name each one separately. Just be sure you won't have to pay fees to maintain the accounts. Using high-interest online savings accounts, such as those offered by Capital One or SIT Bank, is a way to make money on your money, even if you only save for a few months. It may be a little extra work in the beginning to set up your sinking fund accounts, but if you automate deposits, you're well on your way to reducing stress. You can easily track these funds using a sheet of paper, spreadsheet, or with financial apps like Mint, Tiller, and Personal Capital. You'll be prepared for those expenses you know are coming, but you failed to budget for adequately in the past. Safeguard your budget with sinking funds. While compound interest, net worth, and target date retirement funds are important financial terms to learn about and understand, sinking funds will help you manage your money so you can invest in your future. And that goes for those of you just starting to get your finances in order, to those looking to improve upon how you currently budget your money. Shifting from reactive spender to proactive saver will improve your financial house and lessen your financial stress. You just listened to the post titled, "What Are Sinking Funds and Are They Smart to Have?" by Vicki Cook and Amy Blacklock of womenwhomoney.com. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's MONARCHMONEY BetterHelp.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. I've read a lot about sinking funds for future expenses. So for example, a car maintenance fund or a house maintenance fund. But personally, I've always just kept a stash of money in a savings account to pay for whatever might come up. And what I've seen over time is that because I have a buffer in my checking account, and because I live far below my means, I've been able to cash flow the expenses that pop up. So I've never actually touched the money in my savings account. However, I think a benefit of sinking funds not discussed in this article is giving yourself permission to spend. So when we go on vacation, for example, we do the best we can to cover the largest expenses of flights, hotels, and rental cars with points. And then we don't really think about the rest. Usually we tally it up after the fact and talk about how we can be more cost-effective about future vacations if we feel like we overspent. But if we had a sinking fund and a preset amount of money we plan to spend, we'd have more context to even decide if we overspent or not. My default has been to spend as little as possible without feeling deprived. But that mindset still causes me to grumble over expenses that pop up. If the default was to spend according to the plan, and the plan included sinking funds, I do see how this can improve the way I feel about spending and perhaps make it more enjoyable. And that should do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day, and I'll see you on the Friday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.